Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to yet another edition. Thank goodness we're always in the now, right? Yet another. Well, what the heck, you know? What would life be like without astrological metaphysical radio, which is what many of us nourish ourselves at 12 noon. We are driving in the car in traffic. We are finally at lunch in the office, able to put the Walkman headsets on at the beach or riding the bike, hiding in the house from the kids or wherever. And we make our moment during that day where we can space out into the universe with Farley. And it is a very intimate experience for all involved. Believe me, I can feel it. And one of the reasons why I can feel all of you is because of my celestite. We had so much fun last night in my house. Well, we had about 15, 20 people come over. And this one guy, Bill Hisney, wonderful man, he had some problems with his eyes, and he bought a couple of tiny point pieces of celestite a few months ago. This guy came over last night and bought three of my largest chunks. He is sold on the stuff. This is a man who almost got no psychic vibrations or recognition from anything he's ever experimented with, but he knows celestite works. And we're going to do an advanced celestite topic today and talk about crystals and consciousness and accessing the higher self and the sacred information, the sacred knowledge that is located in the higher self. And so many people are interested in information. They say, Farley, where can I get a book on this stuff? And there's not much written on it. And they say, where can I find out more information? So I decided to dedicate a topic to celestite, because this is what I use every day to channel the topic, let my higher self flow through when you hear my topics, and usually when I don't have outlines or anything written down, and it seems like it all comes across so natural and clear. It's because my chakras are aligned, my aura is beaming, my snowball of white light energy is around me protecting me, and it allows me to access a higher part of myself and deliver this kind of open-minded information that I think many of us need and crave and also nurture ourselves with. But anyway, celestite is quite an amazing thing. I'm into crystals. I like crystals. I have a lot of crystals in my house. For beginners, I recommend you start with regular quartz crystals for sure. No, but seriously, I am into crystals, and want to be honest with you, when I first got into crystals, I was extremely skeptical, and for a long time, I didn't know or understand the significance behind crystals. You know, I want to explain something to you. Human being is made up of crystalline structure. We are loaded with minerals and rocks in our body everywhere, in our brain cells. There are all types of crystalline structures that make up the human body, anything material, and also the planets, the sun, the stars themselves, and the moon. So this entire dimension is made up of different types of crystalline structures. It's not an accident that they use quartz crystals in configuring computers, for watch accuracy, for all the billions of wristwatches that are used on the planet. Crystals are where it's at when it comes to energy balancing. That's why they are highly used in electronics and the televisions and the radios. And this is a crystal kind of generation that we're dealing with here. The age of Aquarius, I think, is the age of crystals. As much as I remember from my existence in the period from when I regressed myself from Atlantis times, crystals were the most active part of their civilization. They used them for everything, for their time travel, for their space travel, for their warp travel. It's not an accident that in Star Trek they used the crystals to power their ship, and crystals are really where it's at. It's not an accident that diamonds and rubies and sapphires have so much power and energy attached to it, because somewhere in this higher self, in the sacred knowledge, lies the power, this incredible energy that we get from crystal structures. Now, it's interesting that simple quartz crystals that are found, believe it or not, in gold mines all over the place. I prefer Brazilian quartz, but Arkansas quartz is very nice too. That the best thing I can figure out from this is that when you sleep at night or when you meditate, your soul actually dances in the crystal. Now, I know that that might be hard for a lot of us to believe, but once the astral body gets out of the physical body, Knowing there's a crystal nearby, especially within a foot or two, I firmly believe that the crystal serves as a transmitter for the astral body to literally filter itself through and jump into the crystal. Actually, there is no size in the spirit, I want you to know. So an astral body can actually travel eternally in any crystal, no matter what size it is. And this allows us to access knowledge and information from the sacred mind, from the sacred banks of our memory, our reincarnational memory, that comes through in the dreams and in the meditations. And that's why so many people use crystals for healing, because we are able to access this higher power and use this power to channel this information to ourselves, which actually takes a tremendous edge off our lives, because a lot of things are answered. When people I know that are into crystal consciousness confirm and validate karma for themselves, to understand the laws of karma, they confirm and validate things like reincarnation. They confirm and validate life after death through out-of-body experiences and beyond this realm experiences and warp experimentation, and also channeling. Open up a transmitter to the higher self, to angelic beings that are guides to many realms of the supernatural that acknowledge to us this incredible supernatural ability that all human beings are capable of. So it is not an accident that we include crystals in our orders as a test to allow you to get in touch with this type of energy and to allow the astral body and the soul to dance through these crystals. Now, I'll tell you something. If you are a super Capricorn, and I'm talking about a Capricorn that is so ridiculous that they are beyond the skeptic, I want to say something. A Capricorn that turns the corner, or someone with Capricorn energy, and Capricorn is known as the Doubting Thomas. Okay, that is the Doubting Thomas energy. These are the people that whenever you say to them oftentimes, or do you believe in astrology, and they go, oh, you don't believe in that stuff, do you? Somewhere in their chart, they either have an afflicted Saturn, which is the Lord of Capricorn. Capricorn planets are planets in the 10th house. I myself have come from this background, believe it or not. And when people like this have turned the corner, then they literally become fanatical into the metaphysical and New Age realms. However, there are people out there that are so close-minded that do not allow themselves to believe in these things, that dare to call crystals inanimate rocks. And if you have a mindset that turns yourself off to the power or the options available to us through crystal consciousness, I am sorry, you will not experience the type of experiences that a person would experience, one who would open their mind up to the possibilities of crystalline experimentation. Okay, because I have known people that have called me and said, Farley, I've used crystals, I've tried everything, absolutely no results whatsoever. I'll have to say, maybe there's 2 or 3% of the population that is like this. The other 97% of us that are open-minded are people, especially if you can somehow, some way retain a somewhat sober lifestyle. I'm not putting you down if you're into alcohol and drugs, because I know you will succeed in your own time, hopefully, or bottom out, one or the other. But those of us that can keep a clear chakra system are people that would benefit the most from crystalline experimentation. But, you know, the purpose of this topic is called advanced celestite. Celestite is, when I got into crystals, I was incredibly amazed and amused by them. Let me tell you something. My meditation was more powerful, more stable. My dream state was more vivid, more fun, more adventurous, and I was more healed by the quartz crystal. But when I was introduced by celestite by several individuals, including my good friend Mary, I discovered that celestite, for some reason, and I don't know, maybe it's because it's blue, and maybe blue, because blue is the vibration which is the most spiritual vibration. The color blue and the color purple actually is almost a mystical or psychic vibration, but tones of blue literally put us into a space of spiritual balance. And obtaining that type of continuity between the body, the mind, and the spirit is what allows us to be our higher selves, our higher power. But for whatever reason, and I don't know whether it's because most of this, of the authentic celestite, the blue celestite, is from just off the southeast coast of Africa, about 600 miles on an island called Madagascar, where maybe some of you have never heard of that place. It's a very tropical area down there, very hot and humid in many parts of it. And also, they have the celestite mines there that had, for thousands of years, the celestite has been mined locally and hidden from the rest of the planet because the Madagascarian tribes, some of the primitive tribes that are still not discovered, have used this crystal and consider this crystal more valuable than gold because of its supernatural ability. I want you to know that there are things going on right now as I speak in Madagascar. These people that have been using this crystal for thousands of years have tapped the power of this crystal, and they use this in sacred supernatural ceremonies where they are able to access angelic beings, angelic creatures, and higher parts of themselves that are incomparable. You know, they think civilized men are a joke, and they think the fact that we in America want the celestite is almost ludicrous. But I say, how could we ever approach their type of experimentation and consciousness levels with the supernatural unless we experiment with it? Not only do I not find anything wrong with us having celestite, which my friend tells me, Kirby, who helps me get it from Madagascar, they have an embargo on the stuff. You can't even get it out of the country unless you get $10,000 quantity shipments. That's number one. And number two is most of the stuff they let go of has matrix on it. If you don't know what matrix is, pick up a rock. It's granite. Now, the celestite we get in the Astrology Hour has no matrix whatsoever. This is 100% pure blue crystal. And so some people that buy celestite in stores, you think you're getting a deal or a price on it, but a good portion of that celestite will have the rock on it. And frankly, I'm sorry, I don't get the pure vibe from the celestite I could get unless it is the pure celestite without any rock on it at all. I'm not saying it's not powerful, but I'm just saying I'm picky. But you know, when I found out, when I first got this stuff, when I first got my very first piece, a tiny little piece that Mary gave me, my dad had a heart attack. And I went to the hospital. I just happened to have that piece in my pocket. And we were in the hospital, and they had a second heart attack, and he'd already have a second bypass. And he was in a lot of pain, and he was mentioning this belt of pain over his stomach. And I was sitting there, and I felt very bad for him, and I was almost in tears, and he was in intensive care. And I took that little piece of celestite out that was about as big as a half a dollar, and without him noticing it, I put it right on top of his chest. And he gave a look at me, and he said, what'd you do? And I said, well, Dad, I just put a crystal on your chest. And he said, well, the pain is gone. It didn't take him more than a second for his chakras to align and for that pain to disappear. Needless to say, he kept the celestite in the hospital with him, and he didn't need a third bypass either. Thank God he's been okay. It's been a couple years since that happened. And, you know, last night, a lot of you know I sprained my knee severely, and I was on my knee a lot yesterday. And when I was sitting there, when most of the people had left, and I was in my most pain, I took a piece of celestite, and I undid my wood, and I put that puppy on my knee, and sure enough, it was more like, the pain just disappeared. Now, the type of experiences that I've had with celestite and that many people have had are pretty unbelievable. And all I can say is sometimes you just have to prove it for yourself. But I will say this. Using celestite has allowed me to produce and direct my show with enough clarity. I know it's not perfect, but at least I feel that for what we do on this show, if you are interested and if you enjoy some of the topics and philosophy I present, then I want you to understand that the clarity that some of this comes through is because I'm always holding these pieces of celestite in my hands. And prior to 1986 or so, I didn't have any celestite at all. So I really think the show totally changed when I started using this incredible crystal. In my experimentations, I have found celestite to be up to 50 times more powerful than normal quartz crystal and more powerful by far than any crystal I have seen on this planet. I want to make that clear. And also, I have found that since I've been using the celestite, that I've had more ease in my astral projection experiments, that my channeling comes automatic when I type, when I talk on the phone, when I'm teaching, or when I'm on the radio, that I have used it for all kinds of healings. I actually frankly think that I've avoided knee surgery by using the celestite on my recent leg injury. And the people that have purchased the celestite from me have come back to me with stories of visions and angelic connections and accessing higher self and knowledge in the higher self that has been unequaled in any stories I've ever heard. And that is why I have been on a search for the more highest quality celestite, because I feel that people that listen to my show, listen to this subject matter, the most open-minded people on the planet that seek further truth, should have to their availability this type of vehicle to allow them to use it for whatever they want. You will find a piece, one or more, that will align with your chakras in such a way that it sort of has a signature where your soul, your higher self, notices that this is the one it wants to dance in. I'll tell you something. When my astral body leaves my physical, when I sleep or when I meditate, it dives right into this blue crystal. And we are talking bliss, folks. If you want to say God contact, you can say whatever you want. But we are talking very blissful experience. Now, I'm going to give you a celestite meditation, and this might help you either access a higher part of your power, your higher self. If you want an astral projection, fine. You know, whatever you're ready for, I'm going to give you that meditation. The wonderful thing about celestite is I do feel these are like cosmic pets. They do have entity and soul in them, and carrying mine around with me is such an instant protection and chakra alignment that it creates total clarity. I want you to know this crystal is designed to allow for chakra alignment and spiritual clarity. And it focuses on the throat chakra and the higher chakras, the brow chakra and the crown chakra, which is the clairaudience, the clairvoyance, and the God's part of ourselves. And this is what you will access from the use of this incredible, powerful crystal. So I do want you to know that it is a very, very exciting experience just to feel it and to touch it to see if you do have a reaction like 97% of the people do. And if so, and you are rebirthing in the spirit and you're interested in astrology, metaphysics, psychic, and spiritual awareness, wow, what an incredible cosmic path to access the sacred knowledge by using the celestite, the blue quartz crystal, the sacred crystal from Madagascar. I mentioned that it is difficult for many women and some men to mine this crystal because they space out in the mines and some of them even lose consciousness. So they have to get people that aren't even into crystal consciousness, some of them imported to Madagascar from other countries to mine this stuff. And even they get dizzy from it sometimes because they're around tons of it. People that are meant to have this crystal know who they are. I mean, like, if you're having a problem talking yourself into getting this crystal, then it's probably not for you. Because the people that know they're meant to own the blue crystal, many of them have even had dreams, like I did prior to getting it, of the blue crystal. It's like we know about it. And you know what the best part about the celestite, in my opinion, is it allows us to access the sacred teachings in our higher self, which totally validates astrology, numerology, and the sacred vibrations attached to the 12 zodiacal signs, and all of the sacred hidden meanings, the soul meanings to astrology. It's magnificent. If you're studying astrology or taking it up, it's an outstanding way to really figure it out. Now, here's the crystal meditation that I use for the celestite. You can do it without celestite, or you can even use any crystals at all. But I find, to pull me into my higher self with celestite, that this is the best meditation for me. It works for me. And I want you to be advised that any meditation should be under metaphysical supervision by a trained meditator. And hopefully, I don't recommend people meditating or experimenting with the supernatural unless they know they are protected by God and the white light of God's love. And I also don't advise people to experiment with out-of-body experiences or anything like that unless they know what they're doing, unless they feel safe, unless they feel totally protected. And if you use drugs or alcohol, this is not for you, frankly. Some people may still try it because I've heard people tell me that they've stopped smoking with celestite, they've gotten off drugs with celestite, and they've gotten off alcohol with it. So it has powers there too. But still, you know, all meditation, no matter what it is, should be under supervision. And that's why I'm not responsible for what goes on. Okay, I want you to know that for sure. Now, what I do is I sit down in a quiet space, usually in a chair, and I hold my celestite in my receiving hand, which is my left hand. My right hand is my healing hand or my sending hand. My receiving hand is my left hand. That's the one that takes the energy in. And what I do is I'll sit myself down in a position on a chair, and if you're driving, please don't do this right now. Pull over if you're going to do this in your car or something. But we'll sit down with the celestite in our hands, and in a very quiet moment, sometimes we'll count down from 10 to 0, saying relax in between each number. 10, relax. 9, relax. 8, more relaxed. 7, very relaxed. 6, relax. 5, relax. 4, stable and relaxed. 3, calm, stable, and relaxed.
two, calm, one, totally relaxed, zero.
Well, when I get to zero, then I know I'm usually in my alpha state. And sometimes I allow a little tone to enter my head, whatever is comfortable to just kind of hue through my mind. Now, as I'm sitting there listening to the tone, I put myself in a vortex, in a visualized vortex, usually of blue and bright white light, that is very tightly around me. It surrounds me, and it spins from around my back, from the left side of my back to the right side of my back, from the right side of my front to the left side of my front. It's like a cyclone that I put myself in. And it stretches down to the center of the earth. That's where it starts. Comes up around me, spinning gently, not too fast, gently, and out to the infinite. Okay? And I allow this vortex to spin at my own safe speed. If I wanted to go faster, it'll spin faster. If I wanted to go slower, it'll spin slower. But I am totally protected with the white light of God's love during the whole time. I am in a snowball of white light at all times, and I feel totally safe and protected at all times. And I allow myself to rise within this vortex as it starts spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. Now, if you do this 15 or 20 minutes a day with your celestite, I want you to be aware that, number one, not only will you align your chakras and actually open them in order from the bottom root chakra, the spleen chakra, the stomach chakra, the heart chakra, the throat, the brow, and the crown. And you should actually pick up the book on the chakras before doing this also, too. But still, at the same time, not only can you open and align your chakras, but you can rise up into your higher self through this meditation. And oftentimes, if you're not frightened, if you give yourself permission, if you are prepared, you can leave your body. And sometimes you'll feel like you'll leave your body and take the astral body of the celestite with you. So even though you're out of body, you'll still feel the celestite in your hand, which is quite phenomenal, too. In fact, I can fly with it myself. So you put yourself in the blue-white vortex surrounded by the white light of God's love, and you relax yourself with the tone vibration, and you rise within the vortex. And you almost see yourself rising angelically so. If you can get to this state of consciousness, congratulations. I don't get there all the time. I want to be humble about this. You know, I don't pretend to be some kind of incredible guru that has the answers and the secrets to the entire universe. You know, but when I do this meditation, if I really want a healing, I really want to cleanse my soul and balance my soul, then I will rise up in this vortex in the celestite meditation, access my higher power, and get into that pillowy bliss-like state, which I really love. Now, frankly, if it gets a little scary, you know, the vortex may be spinning too fast. Slow it down. And rise a little slower, too. Or stop the vortex completely. Remove it. And sometimes it might be more comfortable for you to spin the vortex in the other way. I don't know how it would be unless you're left-handed. But sometimes it might be that. And that's the celestite meditation. And, you know, the one thing about the holidays that I think is exciting is that many of us get in touch with our Christ consciousness during this time of year more than ever. Because talk about the return of Christ, right? That's what it is. So whenever Christmas comes around, we are all reminded of that Christ energy that lies within us and beyond us and all around us. So this is a very spiritual, psychic time. And that's why a lot of people get into astrology and metaphysics this time of year.